The celebration continues. This is part three of three, celebrating three decades of apologetics. 30 years as a band. What a trip, Jay.
It is. What a long, strange trip it's been. And I'm grateful that we're not dead. We opened today with a song called I Can't Escape. And it would seem like after 30 years, I can't escape. But that's really about the fact that I can't escape the truth. Can't escape. I can't turn my back on the truth of what I've seen. I don't want to escape. The band's been around for 30 years, and I've been a born again Christian now for 34 years now, I think. So no regrets for sure. As far as never regret turning to Jesus, that's for sure. Regret some of the ways I've behaved at times, but never regret anything in regard to Him. And so that was a parody of I Can't Explain by The Who. And that's from our Doves and Snakes Clothing album, which came out in 2015. Our pattern over the last 2 weeks and continuing this last week is to take a song from each CD as we go along up to a certain point. We'll stop about from 2 years ago because we're putting out about 3 or 4 CDs a year. But so we're working our way up. And now we're up to 2015, and that was the first of our CDs in 2015, I guess, or 2016. I can't remember, Jerry. I guess it was 2016. Anyway, the next song is Hosea, and that's a parody of Josie by Steely Dan, originally on their Asia album. It's on our Minor League CD, and it's about the prophet Hosea. And then we have Baker's Feet, parody of Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. It's from our Quilt CD. And finally, There Are Wolves Among Us, which is a parody of Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And that's from our CD called Only a Glorified Cover Band. And those CDs all came out the same year. And those are some of my favorite apologetics tracks between Hosea, Baker's Feet, and There Are Wolves Among Us. I'm really pleased with the way those ones turned out.
Cause Hosea loves Gomer. Hey, but Gomer's walking crazy flake, but you can't deny the way and forget about everything. His spirit in you makes you feel so bold. You got to go help his people, but you've got no gold. And as they just move along, they'll find out you and John serve a God who has everything. Truth, a beggar needs to know Jesus. His useless legs would leap and go places. If you'll try it, he'll try him out. And now the Spirit sets his feet tapping. Just one more miracle you've seen happen. But you're finding the Lord shining down. On his grace, and they ask you what you did. You tell them who he is, and you talk about many things. They've got this thing about Christ, and they're mad. They're gonna get after you if you talk like that. And they tell you settle down, keep quiet in the town, and forget about everything. But you know you'll always keep truth in. Stop proving that he rose and he can roll the stone. And when they make additional new warnings, the Son of God will get you through, darling. Cause you're sowing till you're going home. We'll be right back.
wolf with a Bible trembling in his hand, talking to the sheep that don't know where to graze. He was looking for some ways to fleece those flocks. Gonna get a big church and preach by faith. Sunday again.
Apologetics for the next. Thank you for listening to the show today. No matter how that is achieved, we are sending it over the airwaves at 7 p.m. Central, and Saturday and Sunday nights is when you can hear it then, and 11 Monday for those who are near Manhattan, Kansas, where the show originates. Other radio stations have different times to air it as well. And, of course, if none of that fits your schedule, binge listen at our flagship station's website, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. Click on Apologetics, and you've got a year's worth of shows.
That's right. You know, you can just, it's just it's very exciting, Jerry, to have this accessibility to these old shows in the vault. And we're thrilled that people would want to do that, and that you would allow them to do that. So it's an honor. It's an honor to be on the show. And to have been on the show now for over 4 years, and to be doing this with Apologetics for 30 years. This past Sunday was the official 30th anniversary of our very first concert. Never dreamed we'd still be able to do this, let alone that we'd be able to do songs like some of the songs in this next set list. I'm going to start out with a parody of Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. I remember going to the singles, it was the Young Singles Club when this song was a hit, the original. Now, ours is called Tasty Plants, and it's about the fact that the Bible says you don't, the Bible is not pro-vegetarian, okay? It says there's nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to be, the only one to eat vegetables. But God was the one who told man he could eat meat in the first place. And go look in Genesis after the account with Noah, after Noah gets out of the ark. So God is the one who made it okay. Anyway, the song's called Tasty Plants, and singing the female vocals is Jimmy Vegas Tanner's wife, Eve. Jimmy's our drummer and our engineer, and his wife, Eve, sings on some of our songs. She did a wonderful job on this. Anyway, the next song after that's called Phony Old Lie, and that's a parody of Lonely Old Night by John Cougar Mellencamp, back when he was still putting the cougar in the middle before he transitioned to his actual name. And then we have Works. It's a parody of Words by Missing Persons. That's my daughter Jana singing lead on that. And maybe Madonna, a parody of Lady Madonna by the Beatles. And the guy playing the saxophone on that is named Benny Benack Jr. He's a really phenomenal sax player. His dad was a phenomenal band leader in the Pittsburgh area. So Benny Benack Jr. is very well known. And those four CDs those came from, they all came out in 2016. And they are, I guess, 2017. What am I saying? They all came out in 2017. The albums were Very Vicarious, Zebraic, From Hair to Eternity, and Exit Ego Lopa.
Yes, they just eat green. Eat some plants if you want to. You can eat yours, then eat mine. 'Cause your friends want plants and meat. They won't chance, well, there's no sense in trying. I said, we can grow veggie fun foods. A tasty stay is just divine. And we can act like it's something out of this world. The leafy greens are hard to find. And eat some plants. Online. 'Cause your friends post as a carnivorous rant. Well then, don't censor of mine. I say, we can go where we want to. The places they will never die. And if we like stuff that comes from cows and fish, birds and even pigs, God knows in mine. And eat some plants. We can do what we want to. Lots of yummy foods to try. And we could just eat meat, but our hearts have to beat, so we might not want that big ribeye. I say, eat some kelp if you want to. If you don't, nobody will. And you can actually prove that tofu is a food. And eat the moss on your windowsill. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants. Get your greens out of a bowl. Eat some plants, eat some plants. Food isn't for your soul. Eat some plants, eat some plants. 790 months will enhance. Eat some plants. Eat some plants. Everybody's taking a stand. Tasty plants. Oh, tasty plants. Yes, tasty plants. If you want proof, see what 10:15 describes. And Romans 14:2-3, then we've got a doozy for Timothy 4:3-5. Say, read some rats if you want to. You can ignore Genesis 9. Because your friends don't fancy things the Lord says, and there's no sense in trying. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants. Ever think out of the bowl? Eat some plants, eat some plants. Your food isn't for your soul. Eat some plants. Eat some plants. Check in 1 Corinthians 10. Eat some plants. Eat some plants. 25 and straight to the end. And will you take a glance at what you 16 cents and Colossians? Oh, it's a great affair.
for when we taste of friends. Who love the taste of plants? Yeah, yeah, the taste of plants. It's taste of plants. Well, it's taste of plants. Well, it's taste of plants. Oh, it's taste of plants. Some are bringing some psychics on, speaking about family, friends, and matters of love. I guess I feel lost and alone. They say they know exactly what we need. Yeah. I get a bad feeling. What they're giving out for isn't free, and it don't pay. It's a phony of your life. Better put your arm around you. It's a phony of your life. Custom made to fool all the people that need the truth. Ha!
Fishing, water works for. If no one did them, there's no use.
ting. When the moral people wouldn't budge, turn to chapter 7, read the ending. See how we judge. Maybe Madonna should be asked if she wants to go to heaven with you and me.
Jay, it simply amazes me how you and the band emulate the sounds of the original artist. Now, I sometimes have to remind myself that I'm listening to the new lyrics you've assigned and not the people who had the original hits a while back. How much time do you actually spend listening to the original songs in order to get your voice accustomed to the soloist who took to the stage?
32 minutes, Jerry. I try to limit it to 32 minutes per song. No, it all depends. First of all, thank you for the kind words. There's some days when I listen to them and say, you know, that turned out okay. There's other days where I might listen to the very same song and I'll think, boy, these guys playing this did a great job, but it sounds like just me singing along with it. But I think that's kind of like magicians who are watching tricks. You know, they know what's behind the curtain, and they can't allow themselves to be to fully appreciate the illusion. But a lot of these songs we grew up with, Jerry. You know that you cut your teeth on them, and we've been singing them all our lives, and. Other ones that I have to learn, you know, you just immerse yourself in it, and God enables us to do it. And I'm so glad we have a crack ace team of these guys who can crank this music out. And I got to get my A game on just so I can match their efforts. So we're thrilled to have this team of guys and all the musicians we've had over the years. This next set list, these are all from the CDs that came out in 2018. We put out 3 CDs in 2018, and first song is called Straight Street. And you know, if you know your Book of Acts of the Apostles, you know that that's where Saul was staying after he had that experience on the road to Damascus. And that's where Ananias came and laid hands on him to receive his sight back. And it's a parody of Main Street by Bob Seger. That's from our CD called I Know You Are, But What Am I? If you have a copy of that CD. The cover has my two youngest kids, TJ and Natalie, making faces at the picture. It's a selfie they took, and I just loved it. I loved their expressions, and they took a great shot, and I got their permission to use it. But then the next song on that's called Handle With Prayer. It's a song that was originally called Handle With Care by the Traveling Wheelberries, and it's from our Nietzsche CD. And then we have It's a Long Way to the Dark If You Want to Stop in Rome, and it's a parody of It's a Long Way to the Top If You Want to Rock and Roll by AC/DC. It's from our CD That's Too Bad. And the neat thing about this particular CD, this particular song, is it's the first apologetics song to feature bagpipes. And those are authentic bagpipes. That's Sean Regan, and he's a longtime apologetics fan. And he had told me if we ever needed bagpipes, he's a champion bagpiper. I mean, he's been to Glasgow over in Scotland. You know, he's won a scholarship there. He is really great. And I was there when we recorded this with Jimmy and with Sean, and it's one of my favorite apologetics tracks. And it's from That's Too Bad CD.
I remember staring when he called and said, Ananias, it's time to get your courage up. There is this road in Damascus that you must go down. Got a rendezvous that's rough. Get along, Ananias, you still must leave. You got a job there praying for that bloke you'll meet down on Straight Street. Down on Straight Street. Torture you in the past. But the man's gone blind, he knows he's mine. Just you watch, he'll catch on fast.
folks will come and see the amazing grace of God found with empathy down on Straight Street. 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 Man, though we were scared, them two crazed, unchainable men with demons follow us all. Yeah, they were more than horrible. And though we were scared, I saw fired up demons moaning. Christ still had control of them.
Got some riders to legion. Let's just watch them exercise the demons.
Christ did not stop and we made it through. I've seen something really cool. He made them enter some swine too. Man, though we were scared. When stuck in those hogs, they realized that they needed exercise. Over the slope, the herd would dive, and then we were spared.
Got some brothers to legion. Let's just watch him exercise the demons.
I've seen those guys when they're possessed, but they're cleaning up and they're both dressed. Matthew 8 tells us the rest. And Luke 8 is there.
Besides getting your apologetics fix here every week, hearing how songs relate to various scriptures and biblical characters, how might our friends take home as many songs as they'd like from your 700-song repertoire?
Well, Jerry, I just remember the name of this show. It's Apologetics with an X, which you so wonderfully named and so aptly named. And if you just remember to spell it right, put an X on the end, not a C-S, apologetics.com. You can get all our stuff there. You can also find most of our stuff on iTunes, Amazon MP3, Pandora, Spotify, just about and YouTube. There's videos for just about all of our songs, and you can check out things there. But if you want to go straight to the source, go to the website. It's apologetics.com. Just remember, apologetics with an X. And we're going to close today with four songs from 2019. These are from the four CDs we released in 2019. And if you want to hear stuff from 2020, 2021, and 2022, just stay tuned in future weeks. Even though we're not doing this 30th anniversary thing, we'll be playing plenty of our more recent songs. But these ones I think you'll like. I'm going to start out with a song called Taken Up. The parody is Shake It Up by The Cars. It's from our album called Double Take. Then we have Mephibosheth, a parody of a certain Elton John song that didn't get played on certain radio stations with the number 4 in the mid-70s. And it's from our album Sandwich Platter. Then we have a song called Midlife Confession. It's a parody of Midnight Confessions by the Grassroots. That's from our album Conspiracy number 56. And we're going to close today's show with a song called Xerxes Song. It's a parody of Mississippi Queen by Mountain. And it's from the last CD we released in 2019, Pre-Hysterical.
One day that the Lord would take him away. Stand tall, Elijah. Keep your feet. Don't you worry now. Soon you'll be taken up. Take it up. Take it up. Take it up. Well, men don't fly. It's real new. But you know Enoch did it too. In Genesis 5, verse 24. Don't you know why he pleased the Lord? Take it up. Take it up.
Spread worldwide. Stand for Christ. all died. Times can change whenever war gets bad, and the Philistines is fashion when the deep sea stand. Whoa. Meet me in the Bible after Saul died. I live in 2 Samuel chapter 9. I'm a Mephibosheth if you don't know. Friend Jonathan too. Ooh. I'm a fib, I'm a fib, I'm a fibber chef. Someone told my nanny daddy was dead. Then she picked up and tripped up and then I went boom. Now I'm late from my youth, nothing I can do. Whoa.
when I'm telling the world that I trust you.
It's my midlife confession, Matthew 10:33 and 10:32. Na 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 na.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.